This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You better get jacked up, because let me tell you right now, I saw what went on in the NFL today, and it's a wide open door. I mean, gigantic double wide door, fully open. Look at the path to the Super Bowl, people. This is real. It's a thing that's obviously in front of us. We've seen enough games in the NFL this season, right? The Eagles are 5-1. This isn't like, oh, we're 2-0 and things look pretty good. Everything's coming up, Doug. Like, no, this is a real, well-built team with a situation where they could not easily, but they have a really good opportunity if they play well, the way that they've been playing, and they stay healthy, to get to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about it. Like, you can't honestly look at the state of the league right now and tell me that this isn't a great chance for the Eagles to sneak in for a year. Why not? Why not us? Why not right now? I don't see any good reason. Aaron Rodgers is out for the year. I mean, broken collarbone. He's going to be gone for like 10 weeks at least. That's the same kind of injury that Tony Romo had before, and he was out for about that long. So Aaron Rodgers is out. If the Green Bay Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers for 10 weeks, it's over for them. Their whole season is shot. It's done right then and there. That one tackle from Anthony Barr ruined them. That's the team that scares you. Otherwise, at this point, it's just Atlanta. That's really the only other team that I look around right now and I say, I don't know. It's Atlanta. That's it. That's all I got. Who else in the NFC really scares you? Seattle is a team that scares you by name. They have the reputation. Seattle really hasn't been that good this year. Their offensive line is complete garbage. It hardly exists. It's like they're playing with three men instead of five. They're shuffling running backs around left and right. The guy that finally won the job out of those five, he's on IR. So Seattle is not the team that they were supposed to be, at least not yet. And now, again, 6 weeks into the season. How are the Eagles 6 weeks into the season? They're pretty damn good. And this is a Super Bowl caliber team right here, right now. I didn't see it coming. I'm not going to be the guy thumping his chest. Yeah, I thought they were a 10-6 team. That wasn't me. I thought this was a 7-9 team before the Derby trade, you know, training camp, that kind of thing. But look, when you see games play out, you readjust. And my God, you have to readjust in this case. This team's the truth. What else are you looking for? What do you need to see for this team to be convinced that this is a Super Bowl contender? And for a lot of people, because I mentioned I put it on Twitter, and by the way, you can find me on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. What do you know? I'm Vince Quinn. So I put it out there. Hey, this is probably, you know, this is a Super Bowl contender. I expect to be in the playoffs now, barring injury again, you know, to Wentz, basically, and that's it. I expect this team to go to the playoffs. So now it's a question of how good are they, and will they be able to do it in the playoffs? Well, you know what? I see a team that's winning on the road, right? Beating Carolina. That's a road win, beating the Chargers. It's a road win. Like, they're winning regularly on the road. That's a great sign. And you know what the other thing is? With this kind of record, they might not have to play on the road. Really, the Eagles at this point have a legitimate shot to be the number one seed in the NFC. That's just how it's broken down. I'm not trying to be the boogeyman here, but people have that kind of reaction. You can't say that, Vince. How dare you that this is a Super Bowl team? Let's just wait for it to happen. It's happened. It's here right now. Look at what they're doing week in and week out. They're playing really tough games. They've established an identity. They're a very well-balanced team that can just cut you to death with a million different weapons. Really, Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz and Mac Hollins had a big catch on a third down in Carolina towards the end of the game to extend the drive. Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith is catching the ball a little bit better right now. You've got LeGarrette Blount and Smallwood. Like, the Eagles have a whole hell of a lot going on right now, and they're a very incredibly hard team to beat. Let's look at everything else around the Eagles when it comes to the Super Bowl stuff, because again, it's real, it's happening right now, and you just need to jump aboard and embrace it. The Eagles are a Super Bowl caliber team right here, right now, and the path is wide open. They're the best team in the division, right? I like Dallas. I think Dallas is a good team. I'm a big fan of Dak Prescott. I've watched every single game and done it in a, you know, very thorough way this entire season. I like Dallas. They're good. They could be a wild card team. They're not better than the Eagles. They're just not that good. The 13-3 team from last year is dead and gone. People have caught up with them. And you know what? Now that legal battle with Zeke continues to keep rolling, they've got issues in the locker room with all this Jerry Jones stuff and the national anthem. And like, Dallas is a mess. So they're the best team in the division that isn't the Eagles. And I'm not so worried about them. Washington's a team that the Eagles already beat, and will get another chance to do that again this coming week on a national stage again in a Monday night game. And the Giants just exist. I mean, they're completely irrelevant. So the division is locked up. Then you're looking at the conference. Again, it's Seattle, if they ever figure it out, and Atlanta. Atlanta's the only team that is playing hot, consistent football in the NFC that I'm really genuinely worried about. Green Bay's done. And then, hey, at that point, we're talking Super Bowl, right? So let's look at the league. Who scares you right now? Well, the team that everyone's going to say without fail is, I'm afraid of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I get that. The Chiefs have been absolutely on fire this year, right? Not necessarily a surprise team, but my God, the level of efficient football that they've played and Andy Reid's coaching and all has taken a new turn. Like, they're really incredible this year. If they played the Eagles again, right now, they would lose. Think about it. Look, what happened in that game? What I saw was a team that passed the ball a million times. They did it really aggressively down the field. It didn't work. They didn't adjust. LeGarrette Blount had zero carries in that game. Zero on the stat sheet. What's this team now? They're completely different. They played the Chiefs at a time where they were still figuring themselves out, and, you know, Doug Peterson learned from that. So he's got a team right now that is capable of beating anybody. Let's get that other lingering question in the back of your head as we talk about the Eagles and the Super Bowl, because it's real. There's a real legitimate shot of that happening right now. What about the Patriots? Yawn. Look, I get it. Tom Brady is great. They almost lost to the Jets today. Their defense is one of the worst in the league, and it's apparent. This isn't some fluky thing where they played one bad game and got lit up and the stats are messed up because it's early in the season. Look, New England's defense sucks. S-U-C-K-S sucks. I might suit up and play linebacker for them because they're desperate. So New England doesn't scare me. The Chiefs, I think it would be a really tough contested game, but I would take that shot now that they have this established identity. Really, I think the Eagles can hang with anyone in the NFL right now. It isn't any given Sunday thing, and it leads me to Super Bowl Sunday. It's real now. After that win in Carolina, everything changed. And I'm not going to be scared and say, oh, well, we can't do it. I don't want to put the pressure on the team. You know what? It's good to put the pressure on the team. Let's do it. Because if your fear is, if we make the conversation about the Super Bowl right now and it's too early and this team isn't quite there yet, then that pressure might pull them apart. Well, you know what teams can handle that kind of pressure? Super Bowl winning teams. Who would have thought? So if they've entered themselves into this conversation early enough that we can have this conversation in week 7, as we get ready for the Skins on Monday night, well then, look, they've earned that reputation. We need to start talking about them like it because, again, the conference is pretty weak. So if they can handle it, they're exactly the team that I think they are right now. They're exactly the team that a lot of us, basically all of us, think they are right now. This is a really well-built, super confident, balanced NFL team with veteran leadership, a quarterback that's leading the team really well, some pretty darn good coaching from Doug Peterson, and not a whole lot of competition. Dallas is 2-3. Like, everything that you thought before the season, is it's just different now. This team is playing so much better than we ever thought. Rasul Douglas, third-round pick, stepping in a corner, like, playing great. And you know what? That's without Ronald Darby. That's, like, Sidney Jones could come into this team. This is such a good spot to be in. The Super Bowl dream is real. And as a fan, that's what I want. I want to have this dream. I want to talk about it. I feel like it's real. I feel like it's sitting in the palm of my hand right now. Why not us? Why not right now? I just don't see why. It has to be. Like, it's there's just not enough threats around the league. There's no, you know, Ricky was talking about Nick Foles 20 minutes ago. This isn't the Nick Foles, 7 touchdowns, 27-2, bad guy playing really fluky good football. This is a real genuine team with tough wins against some good teams on the road in bad situations when the refs are trying to screw them. They're playing through all of it. They're playing really well. They love playing for each other. They love playing for the coach. And they're a Super Bowl team. Really, this is a Super Bowl contender. Embrace it. Enjoy it. And hop on the lines. 888-729-9494. #9494 gets you in with me. I'm Vince Quinn. Let's have this conversation. I think the Eagles are a Super Bowl team. I think it's a very big open door for them to walk right through. If they can stay at this level of consistency, look, they'll probably lose a couple more games. I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated the rest of the way. But when you look at everything the way it's fitting together, all the signs of really good teams, they're all there. Are you with me? It's that simple. 888-729-9494. I'll take your calls when we come back. And by the way, I have an NFL stat that will absolutely melt your mind. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.